Hi, is this Derek?
Yes, sir. I was trying to call you back. I gave you the wrong number. It's 3-2 instead of 3-0.
Yeah, I was a little confused. Sorry about that. No problem. Do you have a couple minutes here? Just had a couple brief questions for you.
I was trying to call you back.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah,
and
so
if you look at that, John, I did fax in my accounts receivable. It comes with $92,320.
Okay, I haven't received that from him. I'm sure I'll be getting that here shortly. What's that? I'm sorry.
I just sent it to him. He asked about it here a couple of hours ago, and I just sent it to him about a half hour ago.
Okay, no problem. I'm sure I'll get it here in my file soon. I just had a couple quick questions here. One, did you file? I'm assuming you filed an extension here for your 2015 taxes. Is that right? Or
no, my taxes aren't due. I have a fiscal year, and it ends June 30th.
Okay, I got you. Okay,
I have a fiscal year. I told John that, but I understand he's a busy man.
I'm just trying to get caught up here on the file. Fiscal year, June.
And this year will be better, even with the wet 2 years we've had. I'll have more income this year than I had a year ago.
And then just, I know you guys, have some equipment leased with AgStar, some logging equipment. Is that correct?
That's my logging. Yep.
Okay, got you.
Yep.
And then it looks like I'm seeing some deposits here from Advance from Agriculture Chattel Loan. Some money coming in. Is that
that's just a loan that they get if I overdrive past my account at a buffer of $25,000 that's up there of the bank. That's how they put that. I don't know why it's like that, but that's how they worded it.
So that's just so for like an insufficient funds, they just
right, yeah, it goes up $25,000.
Okay, so they basically it's kind of like a security blanket there for you?
Right, yep.
Okay, got you.
I wanted 40, if they gave me what I wanted, I wouldn't have that trouble. It's just when you got, because one of my big accounts, the power plant, you know, government, like I told John, the government does what they want. They used to pay every 2 weeks, now they pay every 10 weeks. Sometimes they'll catch up and sometimes they don't. But one time they're into me for $250,000.
Okay, so yeah, you're going to smoke.
If you complain, you won't get in there again. I mean, I go through another outfit to get in there, but otherwise there's a long waiting list to get in on that account.
I believe it. Yeah, I'm sure it's something you got to stay competitive with there. So anyways, basically all those advances from agriculture, that's just the bank basically kind of like them providing you with the overdraft protection there.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, that was my one question that I was seeing here on the banks
but I know it looks a little rough, but if people pay me on time, I don't have, you know, if they pay me then a month, I don't have that trouble, but
right.
They used to pay every 2 weeks, but you don't tell the government what to do.
Yeah, that never seems to work out, right? I completely understand, and, you know, I've dealt with similar customers in the past that, you know, have those, you know, great contracts to have, you know, without a doubt, because you know you're going to get paid, but it's just a matter of, you know, when you get paid, right? So.
Last year what happened was is that one lady retired, and the new lady didn't realize that she was in control of keeping charge of paying people. Nobody told her that.
Oh, God. That sounds like something that would happen in our government.
And the people that I deal with are really good, but she said, well, why didn't you tell her? Well, it never came up. Well, you know, I said, when I go through this outfit up in Danbury, you know, they go through EWS because their contract is good and whatever, they get a portion of it, and I'm still happy with what I get. But I don't have to put up with all the BS down there.
Right. Okay, got you. So, you pretty much answered my questions here. I'm still working on your file, anticipating an answer for you tomorrow. I would assume having an answer for you tomorrow, if not Thursday at the very latest. So, anyways, yeah, I just wanted to
wrap up one way or another because otherwise I might have to send some cattle.
Right, got you.
Really don't
want to
do that. But
did John kind of go over the program with you as well, how it works?
Well, he said it's either daily, weekly, or monthly.
Right, yeah.
It depends on your credit rating. And my credit rating, you got to realize, I own the land, but the corporate, they pay for my living, everything. I don't have to make any money. And if I didn't own my personal credit made a bit, it should have been a difference at the corp. I would have just kept putting on them. You can buy some CDs, and it costs you $117 a month. And I just leave it in the account, and that takes care of itself and builds your credit. I'm going to have to go back to that. But I don't spend no money for myself. I work 70, 80 hours a week. I don't go anywhere, don't want to go anywhere.
Got you. And then I was actually, you know, I did want to touch on that. So you don't have any current trade lines as far as credit cards, anything like that?
No, I don't have I don't need one. The card pays for everything.
Got you. All right.
Nope. I don't need that. I write a check. I'd rather pay cash. I'm not going to get into that. I had my credit card. One of them stole years ago, and that was just a fiasco. But I need to get one, evidently.
Got you. Well, no, I just wanted to kind of touch base on that. I was just curious because, you know, usually it's I don't see any, you know.
No, I don't hardly exist. I make $15,000 a year, and it don't take me that to live.
Yeah, no problem. I think we kind of covered everything today,
I have no fuel expense in the corporate truck. I have no heat for their house. I have no electricity bill. I have zero. All I need is beer money and some few groceries.
Living the life. I love it. That's awesome. We'll be in touch here as soon as I have an answer for you tomorrow, the next day.
Right. And I don't know if you've gotten my projection from last year. I don't know, Dave, if they got them 7 pages to you that I faxed yesterday or not. John should have them.
I should have them here in my system. I'll double check here. It looks like I have your balance sheet and some.
Balance sheet. That's it. Yep. Yeah, you'll see that pays the bills.
And then, as far as just the two accounts, what's kind of the main difference with the two different bank accounts?
Because I started at Sterling and back 15 years ago, and when I switched some of it over to Hiawatha, they told me to leave it there because I have. If you look at that, I have a lot of automatic pays on. They told me to leave it there. That's my hand. That bank is half the distance as the other one. I said, well, if I have to keep going further, that costs me that much more money. One's 25 miles away and one's 8 or 10.
Gotcha. Okay. Makes sense.
It's Sterling, but I've been at Sterling for 20 years, and I like that auto pay, so I don't have to worry about paying bills. I don't have a secretary yet. That's just, gotcha. And then I don't have to worry about stamps and ticking around. I don't know about you guys, but this mail is getting worse every year.
This what?
Shit's lost. I've had 3 paychecks over $30,000 missing in the last year.
Jeez, that's got to be frustrating.
And they just tell them to call. Or I mean, you actually had if you look at, I don't know how much you're in my account, but if you look at it from Fernando Forest, they'll actually have a truck come down or meet me halfway to pay me. They said it's only me and somebody else, and they don't know why.
Oh, really? Only loans right now are just the leases, correct? Just some equipment lease?
Pretty much. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. And when you say pretty much, is there like...
Well, I have a mortgage.
Okay. Yeah, that's not going to affect us here, so... All right.
Right.
Sounds good. Yeah, well, it was nice speaking with you there, Derek. We'll be in touch here in the next day or two with an answer for you. All righty.
Yeah, and then you can look at that. Like I said, we wouldn't be talking if they pay my bill. If I get my bills collected in a couple weeks, there's $92,000 sitting there. But
I know how it goes, and I'll be in touch with you soon. All right, Derek, you have a good day.
You too. Bye.
All right, bye.